They say Australia was built on the sheep's back, and without a doubt, agricultural exports have always been a pillar of the economy. Well, experts say the country should be making billions more by exporting something else from our farming sector, innovation and technology. But they say ag tech startups here struggle to connect with the venture capital professionals who bring the funds and strategic know-how to take their ideas to the world stage. David Sparks has been taking a look.
The humble maggot might not seem high tech, but it's capable of great things. Australian innovator Olympia Yaga has combined this prehistoric problem solver with state-of-the-art robotics to create a system that breaks down masses of human food waste and turns it into sustainable feed for livestock.
So it's pretty obvious what the maggots do, they eat the waste, but tell me exactly what the robotics do. What's their role in the process?
Keep the maggots happy.
Are they hard to please?
They can be actually fickle things, maggots, which you would never guess. But, so the robotic system is all about managing, monitoring and maintaining the health and well-being of the larva and the maggots. So basically making sure that the environment is optimal, making sure that they're fed on time and the right amount, and then alerting if any of those things become untrue.
Olympia Yaga founded a startup called Gotera, and its first commercially operating site was launched in Canberra last year.
We're now in the execution of manufacturing multiple units now to accelerate the scale and growth of the company.
Agritech innovators in Australia, like Olympia Yaga, say there's a glaring problem slowing their march onto the world stage. Technology startups rely on connecting with venture capital organisations, not only to inject funds, but also to bring strategic experience.
The agricultural industry is no stranger to innovation, but certainly a stranger to the venture capital world and how to get capital investment into agriculture. That is a new thing across Australia.
Another Australian innovator, Anastasia Volkova, had a similar experience. Now based in Los Angeles, she's the founder of a New South Wales startup called Fluorosat, which uses data analytics and imagery to provide advice about crop health.
So effectively, our value proposition is translating all the data that can tell you how the crop is feeling and what it's needing into something that a crop advisor or farm manager can understand. And we offer these insights to many agribusinesses across the world now.
But when Anastasia Volkova wanted to sell the technology on the global market, she had trouble finding venture capitalists to get on board. Finally, she got her breakthrough when Fluorosat secured funding from several big-name backers, including Microsoft's venture fund M12.
I would say there is a fair amount of capital, especially in the US. I would say in Australia the situation is definitely less fortunate for the startups that are raising, especially in the later rounds.
Up until now, companies like these flew solo. But now, a new association has been formed to help change this, the Australian Agritech Association. One of its founders is venture capitalist Matthew Pryor. He says if Australia gets this right, it could be worth billions on the world stage.
Australia has always thought of itself, and for good reason, as a world-class exporter of agricultural products, of food and fibre. Now, a lot of that is because we're also really good at doing research and coming up with innovative ways to produce our food and fibre. But we haven't traditionally thought too much about who else might use those innovations. So that's really the gap.
With the economy in the grip of a COVID standstill, Matthew Pryor says innovation is the ideal way to lead Australia's recovery.
Our primary interest is in helping government, state and federal, formulate policies that can really activate agricultural innovation as a net creator of jobs, particularly in regional areas, both value-adding to agriculture, but also to create new high-tech jobs in automation and robotics and artificial intelligence and computer science and these sorts of fields that have global export opportunity that will be additive to the success that we achieve in being an exporter of agricultural produce.
Matthew Pryor from the Australian Agritech Association, that report by David Sparks.